Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hey Miles, my name is Scott Clark, and I am calling in regards to some troubling, not troubling, but just confusing emails that I received from the company concerning some purchases that I have received and have ordered. So I was wondering if we could take a look at those for me, please.
Yes, sir. Let's see here. And I apologize for this delay.
Oh no. Yeah, every time I've had you, as you can tell, I'm a value, not value customer. I'm a satisfied customer there, and and you guys have always been quick in your response and customer service, so I have no problems.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. And can you provide your zip code?
92011 should be the
Thank
shipping address that you have.
you. And let's see here. I see you have two eShop orders. Let's see here. Do you know if it was concerning 003 or 004?
Do you have the item also description of those numbers?
Yeah, let's see here. Well, I must ask, can you confirm the address associated with the order?
Yes, it is 6550 Ponto Drive, number 13, Carlsbad, California 92011.
And finally, the email address.
Fretless1963@hotmail.com.
Thank you. And for 003, it says, please note the balance of this order has not yet been shipped because the items are out of stock. The delayed items are shown in the list view with the status of active and will be shipped as inventory becomes available. And this was
And
for
did the
the Covenant
okay.
Lifter.
Okay, no, that one I understood. Yeah, that one has been on they say it basically says pre-order on the website that I have that I go to. So that tells me that it's not available yet to be shipped. So I'm okay with that. I mean, there's, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then for 004, it says the same thing. And that's for the Covenant Lifter and the Landrum. If the Landrum
Okay.
says shipped, though.
The Landrum. Now that is the Landrum. Yeah, okay. So my emails were that they received a confirmation that they were shipping my most recent order, which would be like it was a shipyard book from the Battlestar Galactica collection. Okay, and so I think the total price value was somewhere between 36 and 39 with shipping and all that. So they told me they were shipping it. I just received an email yesterday that states that they are shipping the land ram, which I have already received from them. And so, and when I go check the tracking number, it shows that it's already been delivered. But yet the pricing on the invoice shows the pricing it would be for the shipyard book from the Galactica series plus the shipping. So I'm pretty sure it's just a minor confusion, but my question is, did you receive the order for the shipyard book? And number two, are you guys sending me another land ram, which I don't need because I already have one?
No, it would not be another Landrum that would be shipped, although the Battlestar Galactica Shipyards book shipped out. It began the shipping process on July 29th. Well, actually, it says it was sent, the order was sent to the warehouse on July 29th,
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand that.
and the
Yeah.
product shipped out on yesterday, the 4th.
Okay, so this usually, and then it's your standard 7 to 10 days. Okay, so I understand that. So my confusion was is that what they were showing was information from one order, yeah, but they were giving descriptive information of another, and I thought there might be a confusion, but that's what it was. It was just confusion in the emails that I had received.
Yes,
So,
sir,
yeah.
absolutely.
Okay.
I
All right. So,
apologize about
excellent.
that.
Oh no, it's fine. So it shows. So you should show right now that I have a pre-order for Battlestar Galactica, the Heavy Raider.
Let me check
And
on that. Let's
please,
see
yes, please, if
here.
you could.
Let's see here. I don't see an order for the heavy Raider. Just the Covenant Lifter, the Landrum, the Battlestar Galactica Shipyards, and then a Valkyrie, and then there was one other product, the Cylon Centurion.
Cylon, yeah, Centurion, yeah.
And the movie poster bundle.
Okay, and so my question then would, I'd like to know is it possible for you to place that order for me there over the phone for that heavy Raider?
Because
I did try to do it online, obviously, and it showed me a confirmation, but now you show no evidence of me being online. So I was wondering if that's something that you could do while you're there to guarantee that I did get that order placed.
Well, let me see.
Okay.
I
understand. If you can't do it, you can't. I understand.
Well, actually, there's another order in the database associated with you, it looks like. Let's see what that's about. That was the Betty.
Yeah, I already received that one. Yeah, that was a while ago. That was a couple of months ago. Yeah.
There's another order. Let me see about that. And that is, so the Blackbird, Viper Mark III, and the Cylon Raider.
Yeah, those are all months ago, like almost half a year ago. So those are old orders. Okay, yeah, because this has happened to me a couple of times, which is why I call, is because I understand sometimes there's a mix-up, but a lot of times when I do a pre-order, I don't, you know, and then it shows confirmation. I'm not in the queue for the pre-order, and so sometimes I have to wait for, after it goes out of stock, I have to wait for it to come back into stock to order it again. So I'm just trying to catch that little glitch. Yeah, because I've already gone through my due diligence on the website ordering it through the pre-order. It showed that I had taken my order and it gave me confirmation, you know, that they had, your order has been received. And now you're showing me not in the queue. And I was wondering if that's something you can take care of for me.
Okay, let's see here.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't, you can't. I understand that.
Oh, no, I can go ahead and assist you. So you want to order the Battlestar Galactica Cylon Heavy Raider for $59.95?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It says,
and we use, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it says estimated date for delivery September 2020. And then it says pre-order. So let's click on pre-order. And then it says, let's see here. Okay, spend 5 cents more for free standard shipping. Oh, so it looks like you get free shipping if you order $60 or more. But I don't know if you're interested. It says free shipping available.
Actually, there's nothing else that I want. I've already gone through your stocks that you have on file right now, and I figured I've already... I mean, I've pretty much purchased quite a bit this last past year. So, you know, I think I've bought everything I need. I think this is the one that I want. So, I mean, I'll go ahead and pay the regular shipping and whatever it is. I think it's like $14 or something like that.
Okay, let's see here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get it until September, so I'm already going to be in the hold. Probably what will happen, it'll show up on my doorstep one day, and I go, oh, yeah, that's right, I ordered that.
Just taking a quick look just to see if there was anything that might help you get free shipping. There's some stuff on, there's items on the website that are like $5, but I don't know that you'd be interested in them. Most of it looks like stuff from The Walking Dead.
I figure they got some tins, don't they, from Aliens, don't they? They got some movie tins from Aliens.
I'm checking to see what's listed here in the best deals to see, because these are going to be the least expensive items.
Yeah, the only thing I ever buy from you guys right now is just like the Battlestar Galactica.
Hey, baby, I got a package for you.
And the Alien to your collection.
Okay.
I don't do this. Yeah, those are the only ones I ever watch after. And for the Aliens, most of the time I just stay around the ships that they have. But, you know, sometimes you have some interesting stuff, but, you know, nothing to my switch.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so a lot of times I just don't mind paying for the standard shipping, because by the time I get the package, I've totally forgotten about it anyway, so.
Oh, I hear that. I understand.
Yeah, so, you know, in other words, it's like I've just sent myself a surprise gift in a couple of months.
Right? I know how that goes. It's always nice to have that package show up, like a nice little
like
gift
liking,
for yourself.
Yeah, it's like liking yourself on Facebook.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Okay, so let's see here. Let's see. And you said you were interested in Alien tins?
Yeah, they had like movie tins or something like that, I think that they were called. You know,
Alien and Predator tin box and movie prints for $9.95.
Yeah, throw that on there. I'll take that.
Okay.
What a salesman. What a salesman.
Thank you. And add this to the cart. Okay. You have free standard shipping. So rather than paying shipping, you can get it just a cool item. That works out very well.
Yeah, actually, I think when it comes down to it, I think I saved myself like $3. That's good.
Oh, absolutely. And let's see here. And then it wants me to enter the email address. Let me grab that really quickly. Let's see here.
It's all lowercase.
Fretless1963@hotmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now it wants your, it says, we've recently updated our site and we hope you love it. You have an active account with us. Please reset your password and you'll be able to access your existing account. Or I can continue as a guest.
You can continue as a guest. A lot of times I do that.
Okay. So I can just transpose the information from your current order in the database. That would be Scott Clark, 6550 Ponto Drive, Space 13.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's 6550, correct?
Let's see here. Yeah, 6550 Ponto Drive, Space 13.
Yes.
But first it wants the telephone, 707-624-5863.
That is correct.
707-624-5863. And then it says search for your address. So that was the 6550 Ponto Drive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it does that to me too. When I put the space 13, that's when it kicks me over there.
Okay. Should I put space 13 in the address line 2 or just leave it in the address line 1? Does it matter?
I think in address line 2, just put number 13. I think that's how, you know, most, you know, when they do, they say, hey, this is the address we want to use instead of this one. It happens when I put the space 13. So when I put the number 13, it doesn't give me any problems. So
delete space 13 and leave it as number 13?
Yeah, you know, the hashtag 13.
Yes, sir. Got it. Okay. Yeah. And let's see here. Okay, and then it says proceed to payment. And let's see here. And is the shipping address the same as the billing address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'm ready for your card number whenever you have it available.
Yes, sir. One moment. Let me put this down here. Get my glasses on. Okay, it's a Visa.
Yes, sir.
And the number is 4815-8300-2885-1639. It's 1222. And when you're ready for
the CVV code.
570.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and submit your order in the amount of $69.90. Is that okay?
That works for me.
Okay. All right, it says, thanks. Well, then it gives a pop-up. It says, your order is complete, but then it wants to sell you something else. It says, undefined, collecting is better together. Give your friends 20% off at Eagle Moss, and we'll give you 20% off once they place their first order. Our refer a friend program is managed by Mention Me, who will process your data and send your referral service emails. You want to get offer now? I don't know what that's going to do. Probably send you an email.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I'm ready to bail out.
Okay. And let's see. It says, thanks, Scott. Your order has been placed. Your order number is, and I'll provide you with your order number whenever you're ready.
One moment, sir. Thank you. Go ahead.
90000-07976. And you'll receive a confirmation email shortly.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, you've been very helpful. I appreciate your assistance.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you here today. And I do hope you have a good day.
All right. Thank you. You too, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.